High Stranger, the other Bendigonian, is giving chase. They haven't got to No Name Lane just yet. Just Folk up to second. Sosi Bond. High Stranger's putting in a good finish. No Name Lane is fighting them off, the South Australian. Just Folk's having one last go. No Name Lane from Just Folk and High Stranger. No Name Lane spoils the party for the Bendigonians.
Yeah, it was a terrific field there for the Seymour Cup at Bendigo on Sunday, and it was a terrific ride of Linda Meach's there on No Name Lane to take out the Seymour Cup for Will Clark. And Linda's been good enough to join us this afternoon on Big V Racing. Thanks for your time, Linda.
No problem.
Hey, congratulations. And you're in sensational form at the moment. I was looking through your previous rides. You've ridden, out of your last 11 rides, you've ridden 6 winners. You're going absolutely terrific.
Yeah, not going too bad. I suppose I'm getting on the right horses.
Cold rain was a ripper day. I think you put together 4 there, didn't you?
Yeah, 4 in a row. It's probably why it makes it sound a bit better than it is, maybe.
Oh, come on, Linda. You still got to boot them home. Now, this morning, you're at Burrumbeet, the jump out sea. How many rides would you have there this morning at Burrumbeet?
Not too many. I wasn't too busy this morning. I only did about 6.
Now, I've got to say, I am in awe of you. Anyone who is a mother and can still ride in races and train horses, you are a superstar.
Thank you.
How difficult has it been? Has it been difficult, or you managed to cruise through?
I'm really lucky. I've got a great support system around me. I've got Joan Murphy. She looks after Will before me, and she does a great job with him, and lots of other friends, and that I couldn't do on myself.
Cozzy mentioned that you started a family, Linda. So little Anthony was brought into the world last year. How's he going?
He's great. I don't know if he's going to be a jockey. He's getting he's pretty tall at the moment, but he's very clever and he's lots of fun to have around. So really enjoying it.
Now, is he watching the Wiggles or racing.com?
Oh, he loves the Wiggles, but he's funny. Men in Black's his favourite song. Him and Andrew Bobbin's little boy get dancing together, and they have a bit of a dance off, and he's copying like all little kids. They like to copy the older ones, so it is really good fun watching him grow up, and he's a real character.
So, Linda, obviously we've touched on the fact that you're riding and also training at the moment. How many horses have you got in work?
I've only got one. Yeah, my brother owns most of her, and he probably does 90% of the work, and I just give the instructions. But she's pretty easy to train. She's she didn't go that well last start, but her run was full of merit, and hopefully she can atone for that in the next couple of starts. I think.
Are you looking to grow that out a little bit more, and maybe do less riding down the track, or are you sort of happy just training one horse at the moment and continuing to ride as much as you can?
Look, the main thing is Wilbur, so I try and work around him. So it's too hard to have too many horses and work and ride and have him. So at the moment, I'll just poke along just with her, and maybe down the track when I retire from riding, I'll take a more or a bigger role in the training department. But I do enjoy having like just one in work. But Wilbur's a product. My main priority at the moment.
Linda, what do you like when it comes to giving instructions to other jockeys, having been...
terrible. I don't want to stuff them up, but, I don't think I'm the best at it. I think I'd probably be better saying nothing.
Now, over the years, you've I'm going to say you learned from the best. Gee whiz, Plucky Bell, P. Moody. I remember, I think the greatest compliment ever Peter Moody paid you one day. Somebody said what a good lady rider you were, a female, and he just jumped in and pulled him up straight away and said, no, she's a great jockey. And I thought that was the best compliment you could get.
Yeah, it's actually sad. Caulfield's closed down and they're at Pakenham and I'm at Stawell. Because I miss riding for Moods. He's a great trainer. You've only got to look at the way he's bounced back from his little mini retirement that he had to know, like, just to see what a quality trainer he is.
What was it about Peter Moody that made him successful? What do you reckon it was? You were there with him the whole way through.
Yeah, I think he's just his attention to detail, and he knows his horses so well. Not only that, he's a gifted horseman. I don't think, some people can do it and some people can't. It's an art form, isn't it, really?
Does he get stressed?
Yes.
I can answer that, Cozzy, because I have to call him sometimes and he's in the middle of track work.
Hey, Linda, he won't know. No one will tell him. Has he ever given you a shock and spray?
Yeah, he's one of the better ones at it, but it doesn't last very long.
Does it? Is he sort of just...
Well, that's a good thing about him. He's pretty straight up and down. He'll tell you if you've stuffed up, but he'll also tell you if you've done well, and he'll pull your head back in if it's getting a bit big as well.
Hey, Linda, I was just looking through, obviously, the Caulfield Guineas Barry draw, which is going to be conducted in about 5 minutes' time. You're riding Dashing on Saturday at Caulfield for Aaron Purcell. What barry are you hoping for?
Probably about 5 would be great, I think. He is better than what he's probably showing, and we're hoping that he runs really well in the Guineas. You only get one shot at being a 3-year-old. Mm. There's plenty of rating 70 miles around that he can do if he doesn't make the grade, but what do they say? Shoot for the stars and you might... Shoot for the moon, you might hit a star. So, look, he's got to improve on what he's done. But Blinker's gone on Saturday, I think, and he should improve.
Linda, from that 1,600-metre draw for the Guineas, when you got horses that are pretty equal, where wouldn't you want to draw? I mean, what would you be happy to say? 6, 7, 8, 9, don't want to be outside there? Where would
If I say what I don't want to draw, I'll probably...
You'll know in 3 minutes anyway, so hang on the line. And
you're going to get off here and say, I'm never going on here with those two mongrels again. Fair they jinxed me.
Look, he's an outside chance, but I won't be riding him like that. I think he's a lovely, lovely horse, and hopefully the Blinkers do the trick.
Now, have you got any other horses you can hitch your wagon to through the spring?
My probably best chance is No Name Lane. Try to stick to him, and I don't know, something could pop up.
Well, he's been in terrific form as well. I mean, Will Clarkin has such a great strike rate when he brings horses across to Victoria, doesn't he?
He does. I think Will's a great trainer, and he places his horses really well. He's got a good handle on the form with other horses around, and he's got good people advising him. But not only that, I'm sure he makes his own decisions as well. They don't send him if they don't think they can win.
Linda, you mentioned, you said, when I eventually retire from race riding, how much longer do you think you'd like to ride for?
Oh, me and Ez. I've got a little boy I've got to feed and clothe and put through school and everything like that. So he looks like he's really smart. So I'm hoping to provide him with the best possible life. And I think through riding, I can probably give him great education and a good start to life.
Are you finding riding more difficult nowadays, Linda, or easier, or, when you compared to, say, when you started, how are you finding it right now?
Well, it's probably easier now. I'm a bit, better jockey than when I started. But I enjoy riding. I enjoy the horses. I enjoy the camaraderie of the jockeys. And I think it's just a little bit tricky with having a young baby, but he's getting a little bit older every day and it's getting easier to leave him and go off to work.
Linda, do you find you are now saying things your parents said to you?
Oh, not yet, but I say to him a lot, watch your head, Fred, because he's always into everything, and my mum used to say that to me too, so probably yes, I've probably... thinking, oh my God, this is so hard. My mum had 5, so I'm probably, doing not as big a job as her.
Don't think so. Do you know all the words to hot potato, hot potato?
Yeah, every single wiggle. So.
What about big red car?
And I don't know if you know, there's an app on your phone, YouTube Kids, it's got Cocomelon and all the rest of it. There's all stuff I never had even heard of.
Don Spencer, thumbs up.
No, I haven't got that yet.
You've missed a treat, Linda.
I was going to ask, Linda, obviously as a jockey in Victoria, you have to do a lot of miles in the car, and no doubt you'd have 927 on the radio a lot of the time, but if you decide to switch off listening to Big V Racing with Sean Cosgrove and myself, what do you usually have on?
The Wiggles.
If I've got Wilbur in the car, it's normally Cocomelon and the Wiggles on the bus and all the rest of it, but no, if I'm by myself, probably a bit of Cat Stevens or something weird like that.
Really? Are you a girl of the 70s, are you? Cat Stevens?
Yeah, I like some of that music, but other than that, I just listen to Mix FM or something like that.
Yeah. All right, uh-huh. Linda. Great to catch up, and let's hope the winners keep coming the way they're going. Your little fellow will be driving on his own little toy big red car. Don't worry about that.
Off to Scots College, maybe.
Whoa! Front row tickets to the Wiggles. No, no, it is absolutely fantastic. Good luck, and let's hope those winners just keep coming through for the spring. And you get on a good one over the spring, because don't worry, we'll tell everyone we know you then, and you're our best mate, all right?
Yep, no problem.
Good on you, Linda.
Yeah, thanks.
She's a ripper, Cozzy. And I tell you what, there's been plenty of blowouts in the Guineas before, so...